One of the other witches, surely, said the Countess.
I wonder. That stupid priest, said Lacrimosa. That would probably appeal to her, said the Count, but I suspect not.
Not Igor, said his daughter.
I wouldn't give that a moment's thought, said the Count.
I still think it was Fat Agnes.
She wasn't that fat, said Vlad sulkily.
You'd have got tired of her in the end, and we'd have ended up with her always getting in the way, just like the others, said Lacrimosa. Traditionally, a keepsake is meant to be a lock of their hair, not their entire skull.
She's different.
Just because you can't read her mind, how interesting would that be?
At least I did bite someone, said Vlad. What was wrong with you?
Yes, you were acting very strangely, Lackey, said the Count as they reached the drawbridge.
If she was hiding in me, I'd know, snarled Lacrimosa.
I wonder if you would, said the Count. She just has to find a weak spot.
She's just a witch, Father. Honestly, we're acting as though she's got some sort of terrible power.
Perhaps it was Vlad's Agnes after all, said the Count. He gave his son a slightly longer stare than was strictly necessary.
We're nearly at the castle, said the Countess, trying to rally them. We'll all feel better for an early day.
Our best coffins got taken to Lancre, said Lacrimosa sullenly. Someone was so sure of themselves.
Don't you adopt that tone with me, young woman, said the Count.
I'm 200 years old, said Lacrimosa. Pardon me, but I think I can choose any tone I like.
That's no way to speak to your father.
Really, Mother, you might at least act as if you had two brain cells of your own.
It's not your father's fault that everything's gone wrong.
It has not all gone wrong, my dear. This is just a temporary setback.
It won't be when the escrow meet tell their friends. Come on, Vlad, stop moping and back me up here.
If they tell them, what can they do? Oh, there will be a little bit of protesting, but then the survivors will see reason, said the Count. In the meantime, we have those witches waiting for us, with the baby.
And we've got to be polite to them, I suppose.
Oh, I don't think we need to go that far, said the Count. Let them live, perhaps.
Something bounced on the bridge beside them. He reached down to pick it up and dropped it with a yelp.
But garlic shouldn't burn, he began.
This is water from the holy turtle pond of Squinth, said a voice above them. Blessed by the bishop himself in the year of the trout.
There was a glugging noise and the sound of someone swallowing.
That was a good year for beatitude, Igor went on, but you don't have to take my word for it. Duck, you suckers!
The vampires dived for cover as the bottle, turning over and over, arced down from the battlements. It shattered on the bridge, and most of the contents hit a vampire, who burst into flames as if hit by burning oil.
Now really, Cryptopher, there's no call for that sort of thing, said the Count as the blazing figure screamed and spun around in a circle. It's all in your mind, you know. Positive thinking, that's the ticket.
He's turning black, said the Countess. Aren't you going to do something?
Oh, very well. Vlad, just kick him off the drawbridge, will you?
The luckless Cryptopher was pushed, squirming, into the chasm.
You know that should not have happened, said the Count, looking at his blistered fingers. He obviously was not truly one of us.
Far below, there was a splash. The rest of the vampires scrambled for the cover of the gate arch as another bottle exploded near the Count. A drop splashed his leg, and he glanced down at the little wisp of smoke.
Some error appears to have crept in, he said.
I've never been one to put myself forward, said the Countess, but I strongly suggest you find a new plan, dear, one which works, perhaps.
I have one already formed, he said, tapping his knuckles against the huge oak gates. If everyone would perhaps stand aside.
Up on the battlement, Igor nudged Nanny Og, who lowered a decanter of water from the holy fountain of seven-handed Sek, and followed his pointing thumb. Igor had two thumbs on his right hand. If something was useful, he always said, you may as well add another. Clouds were suddenly spiralling with blue light flashing inside them.
There's going to be a storm, he said. The top of my head's tingling. Run!
They reached the tower just as a single bolt of lightning blew the doors apart and shattered the stones where they had been standing.
Well, that was easy, said Nanny, lying full length on the floor.
They can control the weather, said Igor.
blast," said Nanny. "That's right, everyone knows that who knows anything about vampires."
"Sorry,"